Lord, we thank you for your resurrection. We thank you that we can celebrate not just your death, but your rising again from the dead. And Lord, we saw the testimony of those people that were baptized this morning. And Lord, help me in my message also to tie in with everything. And Lord, everybody that leave this morning will receive your word, because your word is always equipping and encouraging and convicting. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to read the first passage, Romans chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. What then shall we say? Shall we continue to sin so that grace may increase? By no means. How can we die to sin, live in it any longer? Or aren't you aware that all of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were also baptized into his death? We therefore were buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Jesus Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may walk in the newness of life. Now, Max Lucado, he's the senior pastor of Oak Hill Church and author of various books, and I love reading his books. He wrote this book, He Did This Just For Me, and he was talking about Jesus' death and resurrection. And he went into great detail to show what Christ has done for us. Now, believing in Jesus Christ is the most important decision we will ever make. Beside that, the second one is marriage. When we believe in Jesus, we are actually admitting that we need Jesus Christ in our life. We need a Savior. And we are accepting his free gift of forgiveness and actually also surrendering our lives to him. So baptism is for those who have placed their trust in Jesus Christ and have declared all these things, believing in his free gift of forgiveness and surrendering their lives to Jesus. Now today we saw three baptisms, and we call it Easter Sunday, and some people call it Resurrection Sunday. And baptism is a portrayal of what Christ has done for us. And we are actually uniting our life with Christ. By going under the water, we are symbolizing that they are dying with Christ. And then staying in the water just for a little bit, they are burying themselves with Christ. And when they come out of the water, they are resurrecting with Christ. So Easter baptism is actually very significant. I actually like Easter baptism. Now, another person, Billy Graham, we heard of him before. He's a famous evangelist. He wrote a book called How to Be Born Again. How do we be born again? When we are born again, we are actually given new hearts, and the Holy Spirit come and live inside us. And God changes everything that's inside us. He changes our will, our affection, our objective for living, our purposes, and he gives us new goal. But how does that come about? How would that come about? And just now we just read Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We therefore were buried with him through baptism unto death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may walk in the newness of life. So baptism is not just acknowledging that we die with him, but it's acknowledging that we have this newness of life. We identify ourselves with his death, burial, and resurrection. Without this newness of life, we will be like being dunked in the water and drowned. And we don't want that, right? We want to rise up from the water. And that is where God gives us the new life. And that's the resurrection power of God. And in Philippians 3 verse 10, Apostle Paul wrote, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. When Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians, he already knew Christ. He was walking with Christ. And yet he said, I want to know him. I want to know him in the deepest sense, not in the head knowledge. I want to know him here in intimately, passionately, not just in his power, but I want to know him in the storm with my problem, in the valley, in the disappointment. I want to know his love, and yet I want to know him, what grieves him. I want to know Christ as Savior, Master, and Friend. I want to know him so that I can experience his resurrection power. And that is baptism, experiencing his resurrection power. Just yesterday, I was reminded of why I was baptized. When I was 12 years old, so children, you can be baptized, you know. When I was 12 years old, my cousin, who was 13, she said she was getting water baptized. So I said, I want to do it too. And do I understand? My brother kind of said to me, you are so naughty. Are you sure you're ready to be baptized? And I did it anyway. And I just went in and came out. And I felt this newness of life. But then I went through teenage years, right? Teenage years is rebellious years. And I actually did rebel. And then I came back to the Lord and I went to Bible school. And on my fourth year, we were graduating and I had to go to New York for 5 weeks of urban ministry. I stayed with New York School of Urban Ministry. It's called NYSUP. And we have to go street ministry, do children ministry, all kind, help the homeless and all that. And one day we were going out to the street and this guy, the driver, turned to me and said, you're giving your testimony in 5 minutes. Like, I have to think of a testimony. And we were giving our testimony to the people in the street. And I was thinking, how am I going to relate to those people that are out in the streets? They were on cocaine, on crack, on heroin. And I come from a very decent family, from a Christian family. How is my testimony going to impact them? And the Lord gave me something. So I shared and I said, even though I was brought up in a Christian family, God's power was actually sustaining me and preserving me. And that's the power of God. Because even though I went away, I always believe in the back of my mind, I was baptized. I belong to him and he will look after me. And that's when I came back to him. And I gave that testimony. And when I came down, I was talking to them after that. And this lady came up to me and said, wow, if your God can preserve you, I think I can believe in him. You know, he is such a powerful God, because you think God just saved us, but he's very involved in our salvation. He continued to preserve and protect and cause us to come back to him. And that is the resurrection power. Now, Martin Luther, he was a reformist. He actually helped the church to grow in their walk with God, the Reformation. And when he was questioned by the church, he was under the scrutiny of the church official as to the truth of his belief. And he was under the threat of whether what he believed is right. And he was suffering self-doubt, whether, the proclamation that he's making, salvation is by faith alone. And then he remembered, he boldly claimed, I am baptized. And baptism is very significant. For those who are not baptized, I do challenge you. Sometimes we worry, I have to be good enough to be baptized. Then we are depending on ourselves, that we have to make an effort to be good enough. But it's actually God's power, the resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ up from the dead. That is the same power that continue to preserve and protect you throughout your Christian walk. Now I have a few points. What is baptism? Baptism is a symbol of it's a physical symbol that occurs in your life, that you are saved by grace through faith. It's not because of what you do, what you have done. It's what Christ had done. You're forgiven, you're saved by grace through faith. And it's only an outward symbol of what Christ has done. And baptism is also identifying with Christ's death, burial, and his resurrection. It's a very dramatic thing, because to be baptized up here, they have to be interviewed, they have to go through a course and all that. But we want to make sure. Actually, Gary, he just came to church like in January and he accepted Christ in the class. And we said, are you sure you want to be baptized? He said, yes, he's very sure. And we asked him to talk to his parents about it. And his parents actually objected. But then recently he said his mom started to go to church. So, their parents are living in China. So he is very sure, not because he knows a lot of terms. He doesn't know a lot of Christian terms, but because he knows what Christ has done. And it's very significant. Baptism is also a public declaration to the public. We don't want to keep it a private thing. I don't believe in private baptism, you know, unless you're sick in the hospital and all that. But it's a very public declaration that you are a follower of Christ and you are making a confession. And baptism is also saying, I care about this community. I want to be identified with this community, and this community is there for me. So baptism is saying, I am joining this body of Christ. So that is my message for today. But baptism is just the beginning. It's not the end. Baptism is just the beginning. As we follow Christ, we will encounter a lot of obstacles, a lot of trials, a lot of tribulation, a lot of blocks. But it's the power of God, the resurrection power of God. When we rise up from the water, that is the power that sustains us. Amen. Lord, we thank you. But on this Easter morning, on this resurrection morning, we can celebrate your rising again from the dead. And when you rose again, you remain as you are, Jesus Christ, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You have conquered over sin and death. No longer have sin and death has a sting in our lives anymore. And Father, we thank you so much for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. As we celebrate this new life, help us to be reminded, if we ever walk away from you, Lord, you will forever be with us. It's not our power that sustains our own Christian walk, but it's through the resurrection power of Christ that sustains us. We pray this in the love of Jesus and in the God our Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Amen.